You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Roscommon. A mixed card to look forward to there with both jumps and flat action. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Went into a bit wet and dreary down in Old Shropshire today. Presume it's the same where you are.
It's a dreary old day everywhere, I think, today, Andy. It's a bit of a change, isn't it? Nice sunny weekend and chucking it down everywhere.
I'll be glad to get away, mate, to be honest. Leave it behind for a week.
Yes. For anybody who doesn't know, Andy's going away, so we might not get some stuff off him later on in the week. But we're just making plans to try and squeeze in a last one at Dundalk as well, aren't we, Andy? So.
We are, yeah. One for the road, as it were.
Yes.
Yeah, literally, yeah. We're going to try and squeeze a podcast in for Dundalk tomorrow night, yeah, for the regulars, and hopefully I can sign off with a couple of winners tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully so. What do you make of it tonight, Andy?
Not a great card, if I'm being truthful. I usually quite like Roscommon because it's a track where front runners often dominate on the round course, but there's no sort of sprint races, not. There's no races over 7 and a mile. Those are the races I usually concentrate on because, you know, that run to the first bend's important, the low number's important, but all the races tonight are on the round track, and of course we've got 3 national races as well, so a bit thin on the ground with inspiration today, if I'm being honest.
Alright, well, we'll see how we get on. The first race is the 5:55. We start here with a median auction maiden for colts and geldings. It's over a mile and a quarter, and Azuri heads the market at 13-8, 7-4 for Manitobian. The Compeller is 3-1 from fives, 14s for Put the Boot In, 16s for Multiculture, and 20s are bigger for the other two. So the one that the money's coming from, Andy, is the Compeller this morning.
Yeah, I can see why. He caught the eye the other day down in Garran. It was a race that was won by Dermot Wells' Tuk Tuk. But I noticed the Compeller doing some good late work as well. I certainly think he'll be okay if the continued showers fall at Roscommon, situated right bang in the middle of Ireland. But there are a band of heavy clouds forming there this afternoon, so the good fielding in places ground could easily quite change. That would be a little bit of a concern for Azuri, even though he probably sets the standard. He was a bit disappointing the other day at Dundalk behind Kilimanjaro. But prior to that, he'd run OK on softest ground at Garran, but he's by Asamoah, and I usually think a lot of those Asamoahs want decent ground. Obviously, the interesting one away for the two with Fawn is Manitobian. Dermot Wells got a good idea what it will take to win this kind of race, because obviously he's won races where the other two have been had runners in and been competitive. Of course, Ed L. Paul won the Garran race, as always, third in. Tuk Tuk won the Garran race, which the Compeller was fifth in. So it's an interesting little battle between the three. I don't see any of the four counting. But I'll go with the money. I'll go with Compeller. I do like Ken Condon as a trainer. I think he's an excellent horseman as well. I think he buys the right kind of horse. And I do like the way the Compeller stayed on very strongly in the latter stages of that Garran Park race the other day.
Compeller for Andy then in the opener. The second race is the 6:25. This is a handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for the 3-year-olds. Pat Harkin heads the market at 5-1 this morning. 11-2 for Nice Vintage. Acid is sixes. 13-2 for Norway Jack. Lake Champlain is 10-1 with Chaplin Bay and Watch the Plot. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open handicap. What do you like in there?
Yeah, I'll probably stick with what I know here and go for a safety net each-way bet with Acid from the Kevin Prendergast stable. Of course, that I tipped the other day. It's like, actually, she was the one that foiled me from going through the card when Katia was just too good for her in the latter stages. But again, it was another solid run by this filly by Cloddeville. She clearly likes cutting the ground. And I'm also hanging my hat around that form at Navan 2 starts ago, the race that Curvy won, of course, won for the podcast yesterday and landed the nap. And Acid was third and a creditable one at that in that particular race. I didn't think she did much wrong at Sligo. She obviously was up against a well-handicapped horse on the day. But those three consistent runs of late should ensure that we're going to get a good run for our money with Acid. If there's one or two too good for them, fair enough. But around about 6 or 7 to 1, I'd find it difficult to see her not finishing in the first three. We'd have to mention Pat Harkin and Nice Vintage. They come here off the back of good runs. Pat Harkin went really well the other day until getting nutted by a 25-to-1 shot of Dermot Wells. And Nice Vintage came from off the speed to beat at Katia the other day when sent off odds on off the back of the win at Sligo. Keep an eye on the market for Chaplin Bay. First run in a handicap for Davy Watchman. Ran in that Radenpoor maiden, which has thrown up three subsequent winners, including the second Novus Adventus. If there's money for that one, we've got to take note. But yeah, not a bad little race this. Very competitive. It's going to bet 4-5-to-1 the field. But I'll go with Acid. She's already been a regular on the podcast for me, and I'll continue to stay loyal to this informed filly.
On to the third race next. This is the 6.55. It's an EBF filly's maiden over a mile and a half, and Khalifa heads the market at 10 to 11, and nibbled from even money this morning as well. 100 to 30 for Askmore. When in doubt, is 6s, 10s for Well Tuned, and 18 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. Khalifa, much shorter than the rest of these, Andy. She's got some decent enough form in the book. She wears the visor for the first time. Do you think that'll help her get her head in front?
Hopefully, yeah. I don't think she's any great shakes. She's not overly scopy, this filly by Sindar. And her limitations are a little bit exposed on her seasonal reappearance as a four-year-old when finishing fourth behind Never Rushicon down in Limerick. But as it's turned out, that race, that particular day, has worked out really well. The number of the race suggested it would, and I've followed it through thick and thin, really, to be fair. And we've had a fair amount of success out of it. Obviously, Never Rushicon was up against a horse right out the top draw the other day in the shape of Grand Tradition, but not a bad run by Jessica Harrington's Charge. The second one for us, Cillian. Awesome Stars finished third in a Garen maiden. Highly Toxic, who was fifth, has won a maiden also as well. And all the way down the line, horses have seemed to boost that form line. So if she runs her race and improves for the first time visor, and that is the great hope, then she might be good enough to beat Askmore, who looks the only obvious threat on form. She ran on a ran in a half a decent maiden at Dundalk first time out, won by Mazzetta. I think that was the first time that Mazzetta won in about 10 or 12 runs. And she did keep on quite well from the back of the field. Was obviously a big outsider on that occasion, and she's sure to improve. She seemed to stay well enough that day. Ground would be an unknown factor. Obviously, that was all weather. This is turf, and by the time they run the 6.55, it might well be on the soft side. And being by Asimov, that could be a slight issue, but she's the logical threat. So I think this is Khalifa's to lose. If the visor works and she proves just a tad from that first run at Limerick, which is a good run on the figures, then she should be good enough to get off the mark.
OK, on to the 7.25 next, race 4 on the card. This is a handicap over a mile and a half. For four-year-olds and older, rated 50 to 85. Madeira Classic is the favourite this morning at 3-1. 6-1 for Ceylon. Dancing with Angels is 6-1 as well. 13-2 for Torsif. Midfield General 7s, 8s for Captain of the Fleet and Senior Council, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. You just mentioned the form that ties in with Ceylon, Andy. Do you stay with that form in this race?
Yeah, I think I probably would, actually. I was a bit disappointed that Ceylon was out the frame the other day. In fact, I couldn't get my breath, because she looked for all the world as though she would be involved in the finish. I mean, she wasn't beaten that far. She did finish fourth behind Ballybacker Queen, but it wasn't a particularly strongly run race, and I just think she got done for toe in the latter stages. Hopefully they'll go a better gallop tonight. There's every chance that might well happen. There are a couple of front runners in the race, particularly Captain of the Fleet, who likes to roll along in front. And it might just generate a better pace for Cillian, who wants a strongly run affair, as she got when she was second behind Never Rushicon down in Limerick. And then more importantly, when she beat Dancing with Angels and Face Value at Sligo a few starts ago. And that form has worked out really well. Obviously, Face Value has bolted up since. He went down to Clonmel the other night and made all the running. And she should hold Dancing with Angels on that form. She was actually off the bridle for quite a majority of that race, but she didn't off stay on very strongly in up the hill. And Lost Common's very much similar to Sligo. Not the uphill climb that Sligo's got, but off the turn, it's all uphill, and you do need a horse who's coming home strongly for the final three furlongs. And that's when, clearly, Cillian comes into her own. Either way, you strip it down, she's a very consistent filly. She's yet to be out the first three or four in the last seven starts. And I do like to tip horses when they're consistent and they keep running their races, because we're going to just get good runs from them. That's all you want with a horse back in it each way. And she's around about 6-7-1 this morning. So I'm going to stay low with Cillian. Hopefully they go a better gallop than they did the last day, and it'll definitely play into her strengths.
Changing code for the 7.55 then, race 5 on the card. This is a 2.5 mile bumper, and Contempt of Court heads the market at 4-5. 5-1 for Indian Court. That's nice. He's 8-1 with Edith Somerville. Betancourt is 9-1 and 18s and double figure prices for the others. So quite a short price favourite here in the shape of Contempt of Court. Andy, can you see why?
Definitely, yeah. Probably might beat these with complete and utter contempt as well, because it doesn't look a particularly strong race. You know, Willie Mullins has just had an amazing time of things of late in these bumpers. I think he had two or three at the Punchestown Festival. And there's every chance, being owned by the Denmarks, Malcolm Denmark, that this horse will prove far too good for this lot. But you are slightly guessing to a certain degree and odds on. If there's an each way alternative, then that's usually the route I like to go down. And in the shape of Indian Court, I've got just the ticket here with this individual. I thought ran really promisingly at Punchestown in one of those aforementioned races, won by William Mullins' charge in the shape of Nambour. They seemed to go a good gallop that day. Indian Court was held up towards the rear, made a swift manoeuvre down the outside, coming round the home turn, and looked very threatening turning in. Travelled really smoothly into the race, but that exertion from the back of the field to get in contention clearly took its toll on this gelding by Indian River in the latter stages, and he could only plug on the one pace to finish fourth in the end, but that was still not a bad run. Like I say, I like the way he went through that race. He looked half a decent animal. And with just normal improvement, he should be good enough to finish in the first three here. He's got the experience. Those Punchestown bumpers are usually very reliable with regards to form. And if you take the favourite away, the rest aren't that much. So, like I say, if the favourite wins, fair enough. But Indian Court should, at the very least, finish in the first three.
Each way alternative for Andy there then. The 8.25 is the penultimate race this evening. We have a handicap chase here over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Final Gift is the 4-1 favourite. Quite an active betting market behind that though. The Dorman 9s into 7s. Forever Gold is on the slide, 13-2 out to 15-2. DeBeno, another one that's attracting the money, 12s into 8s this morning. 9-1 for Never Complain. 10s for Mr Good Enough, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. So the Dorman and DeBeno, Andy, are the two that have attracted the early money. Either of those two on the shortlist?
I've been a little bit disappointed with DeBeno in recent times. He's just travelled up in his races but hasn't quite put it to bed. I wouldn't put you off from an HIA perspective at a big price, but winning with him is quite difficult. The Dorman obviously comes out here off the back of a four, and prior to that he was a good winner down in Thurles. So I can half see why punters are interested in those two, but I'm going to stick with Final Gift. He was a bit of disappointment favourite at Leopardstown on Hennessy Day behind Doobie Doing, but the vibes that day were very much upheld when we saw him last time, and that was at Tipperary last week on Friday, when I thought won with plenty in hand on that occasion in a strongly run affair and well contested affair. He got the job done in no uncertain terms. And the good thing about this horse is he likes to race prominently, or he certainly did that day. And the one feature about Roscommon over the last two or three years in studying the chase track is that they don't often come behind here when there's a bit of cut in the ground. You do need horses that race up with the speed. And obviously Final Gift is one of those. He's only got a £4 penalty for that victory of the day. Obviously Brian Cooper gelled really lovely with him the other day. And soft ground won't be an issue either if it went on the easy side on the chase track. One or two others to mention. I think Malt Gem's quite a nice horse. He's got a good cruising speed. I think 14-1 is a big price for him. And I certainly think you can give Kilford a bit of a squeak as well at a price. This is the first time for a while that he's been out of fences, but he's a triple point-to-point winner. And he made all when he won two starts ago at Clonmel. So he is obviously another one worth considering who races up with the speed. But I'll stick with the informed Final Gift. The penny finally dropped with him last time out, and hopefully he can continue for the good form throughout the summer.
Okay, and on to the final race this evening. This is the 8.55. We finish with a beginner's chase over 3 miles, and Sombermont is the 11-8 market leader. 13-8 for Jarab. The Housekeeper is 5-1. Gold Patrol 7s. And Admiral Barton is the 33-1 outsider. Interesting that Sombermont goes over fences here, Andy, for Willie Mullins. Decent enough form as a hurdler, but always seemed as if he'd be better over fences. Do you think he'll get off the mark here?
I do, yeah. You've absolutely summarised him perfectly. I've been waiting, as Willie Mullins has, to send this boy over fences. He's always looked as though chasing will be his game. He's quite a big son of Saint-Deschamps. And I'd expect him to make a winning debut via a clear round. Obviously, that wasn't the case last time out of a hurdles at Punchestown, which is a little bit off-putted. But he did run a very good race behind Stabber Companion of Event 2 in a very keenly contested hurdle race. He's run respectably in decent novices hurdles prior to that, Limerick and Thurles, against a good standard of horse. And he just about sets the standard over hurdles as well. A lot of these are actually quite closely matched if you look at their ratings, but I think he's got plenty of upside. Obviously, Jarrod chased down a horse I tipped the other day in the shape of Cara's Oscar. He's got a bit of experience, and it'll be interesting to see how Gold Patrol gets on over fences for the first time. He's a former point-to-point winner, and he's been very consistent in handicap hurdles in the last two or three seasons in good races. So not a bad concluding race, actually, for beginners. Small but select field, but I'll go with William Mullins' Sabermont, who hopefully will make his mark over the larger obstacles.
Good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Roscommon one more time.
Yeah, not a confident night for me from a punting perspective. Just one or two little sneaky little each-way fancies. I'll go with the Compeller in the first. I thought he ran well the other day on his second start. I'm going to have to stick with the top weight Acid from an each-way perspective in the mile and a quarter handicap. Best short price favourite of the night has to be Khalifa in the 6.55. She certainly has the best form and hopefully the visors will work. I'll give Cillian another chance in the 7.25. They didn't go very quickly the other day at Leopardstown, but hopefully tonight they will. I'll go with Indian Court each way in the bumper. Final Gifford's impressive at Tipperary of the night, and hopefully he can make the most of just that £4 penalty in the 8.25. And William Mullins looks to have a strong hand again here tonight, and hopefully Sabermont will make a winning chasing debut.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Roscommon this evening.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.